Joshua chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. For Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Asriel, for the children of Shechem, for the children of Hefer, and for the children of Shamida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Mala, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Yahshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, Yahweh commanded Moses to give us an inheritance amongst our brethren. Therefore, according to the commandment of Yahweh, he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father. And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh, beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of Jordan. Because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmetha, that lies in front of Shechem. And the border went along on the right-hand side up to the inhabitants of En-Tappua. Manasseh had the land of Tappua, but Tappua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the coast descended to the river Cana, southward of the river. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh also was on the north side of the river, and the outgoings of it were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. In Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher Bethshean and her towns, and Ibleam and her towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Taanach and her towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, even three countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. And yet it came to pass, when the children of Israel were waxed strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out. And the children of Joseph spoke to Yahshua, saying, Why have you given me but one lot and one portion to inherit it, seeing I am a great people, for as much as Yahweh has blessed me? And Yahshua answered them, If you were a great people, then get you up to the wood country and cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim is too narrow for you. And the children of Joseph said, The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who were of Bethshean and her towns, and they who were of the valley of Jezreel. And Yahshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, You are a great people and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be yours, for it is a wood, and you shall cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they are strong. End of chapter.